This is It's Been a Long Time, Feels Like a Lifetime, written by Tri-Scribe and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi and an assortment of other characters. Abridged summary. 5 reunions Obi-Wan experienced after escaping from the Death Star, and 1 first-time introduction. One. Once all was said and done, each of them back aboard the Millennium Falcon as it accelerated away from the Death Star, Obi-Wan finally dared to let himself take a deep breath and let it back out in a shaky gasp. And then Leia practically tackled him. "Ben," she whispered, nothing but pure desperation in her voice. He carefully hugged her in return, one hand rubbing up and down the girl's back, her emotions forming a minor maelstrom in the Force. "Ben!" "I know," Obi-Wan murmured. "I know. I felt it when Alderaan went." That single word did it. All of Leia's fury went pouring away, overwhelmed by sheer grief instead. Her people, aboard the captured ship, her people, trapped upon their homeworld, her people, serving in the rebellion, who would surely be the next to fall. To her immense credit, Leia summoned the strength to pull herself back together only a short time later. Each emotion carefully settled back into place, her scattered thoughts aligned once more. "Ben, or General Kenobi, I suppose." Obi-Wan couldn't help a small smile, one hand still remaining on her shoulder. "For you, my dear, Ben, always." Two. They'd only barely disembarked when a voice called to him. More than that, a flare in the Force, seeking his attention, caused Obi-Wan to turn. "Master Kenobi," the man approaching him said again, sounding at once relieved and amazed. "I don't suppose you remember me?" By appearance alone, certainly not. But beyond the man's face mask and brown hair, past the clothes and scars and weapons, Obi-Wan felt a distantly familiar flicker. "Caleb Doom," he murmured, a little amazed himself. The younger Jedi grinned, reaching, and they grasped one another easily. Obi-Wan tried to figure out what else to say, where to even begin, when another flicker caught his attention. Little fingers were reaching up behind Doom's shoulder, attempting to grasp at the long drape of his tied back hair. And who might this ambitious soul be? "Jason, this is Jason." With a careful maneuver, Doom brought around the sling which had been situated against his back, revealing the very small youngling nestled within, barely half a year old, if Obi-Wan guessed right. "He's my son, mine and Hera Syndulla." "Cham's daughter?" That certainly came as a surprise, although, despite his human face and size, the boy did possess unusually dark green hair and very slightly pointed ears with paler green skin at the tips. "Yes, sir. She remembers you and Master Windu fondly." Jason reached upward again, this time aiming for his father's beard, which Doom allowed with patient fondness. "I realize things are about to get very chaotic, but would you like to meet her again, and the rest of our crew?" "I would like that very much indeed." 3. Luke proved to be his father's son, and a perfectly aimed shot destroyed the monstrous space station, threatening to blast them all into oblivion. Even better, Captain Solo pulled off a change of heart and somehow managed to land a shot of his own upon Vader's personal fighter, knocking the Sith Lord out of the fight and sending him spiraling into the void of space. It wasn't enough to kill him, Obi-Wan knew that well and good, but the burst of sheer outrage stood out sharply during the battle, and, thinking of it afterward, managed to put a small, wry smile on his face. General. And then, all traces of amusement vanished when someone sought him out in his quiet corridor, removed from the loud celebrations occupying most of the Rebel base. I can't say I dislike the beard, Obi-Wan said after a moment, running a thumb against his own facial hair. But the lack of any blonde whatsoever is highly disconcerting, Captain. Rex snorted and took the final few steps to come within arm's reach. You're one to talk, sir. Well, I have spent the past 19 years trying to keep one Skywalker or the other out of trouble. They each shared a brief grin before turning somber once more. It is good to see you, Rex. And you as well, General. But you'll forgive me if I skip the hug. Ahsoka ought to squeeze you tight enough for both of us once she gets here. Just like that, Obi-Wan's spirit lifted an entire order of magnitude. Four. Ahsoka did, indeed, embrace him hard enough to count as two people, and held on for a good long while after the initial impact. Not that Obi-Wan wasn't clinging back to her just as tightly. He'd helped teach and raise this child, after all, no matter that she'd technically been Anakin's Padawan. Finally, the Togruta Jedi let loose a long exhale, unhooking her chin from his shoulder and drawing back just enough to look him in the eye. I know about Vader. Well, one less painful explanation for him to get through. I tried. I couldn't stop him or kill him after. Ahsoka's face spasmed with pain. Neither could I. They ended up withdrawing to a private corner of the ship. Despite their victory against the Death Star, Yavin 4 still needed to be evacuated before any Imperial reinforcements arrived looking for their superweapon. Most of the fleet had already departed, only a few transports remaining to load the last bits of equipment they could strip from the base. Ahsoka's shuttle arrived out of hyperspace at just the right time. She docked straight into an airlock and came looking for him. While their limited privacy lasted, Obi-Wan told her things he'd not spoken of in years to anyone. Anakin and Padme, Order 66, Mustafar, the twins. She inhaled sharply at that point, but didn't speak until he finished. Do we train both of them? I had planned to simply focus on Luke, but that was before I knew other Jedi would be here. Between the three of us, four, Ahsoka interrupted, one corner of her mouth curling up into a smirk. I found someone else who survived only a few weeks ago. Five. Obi Griffin Kenobi. Quinlan, Obi-Wan breathed, looking his old friend up and down with delight. You've barely changed a bit. Whereas you, old-timer, look dried out and ready to fall over. Laughing, the Kiffar man grasped him in a firm embrace, gently knocking their heads together in a swish of his many graying braids. Force, Obi, I almost didn't believe it when Tano said you'd finally turned up. I can certainly say I'm just as surprised to still be here, Obi-Wan replied dryly, and considering his close brush with Vader while attempting to escape the Death Star, that was by no means an exaggeration. All right, enough sappiness, Quinlan said after another few moments. Come over here. There's someone you need to meet. Kortovas possessed a slightly lighter skin tone than his father, but otherwise looked nigh identical, even down to the maniacal grin, which they both gained in an instant when Obi-Wan warily asked just how many childhood stories Quinlan had so far passed on to his offspring. He would say that seeing the matched expressions gave him a very bad feeling, but, in all honesty, the joy of seeing one of his oldest friends alive and mostly still in one piece overcame everything else. And one. Ben, Leia murmured, gently handing over the infant who already bore a few tufts of dark hair on his head. We named him Ben. For a long moment, Obi-Wan couldn't think of anything to say. Other names came to mind, other legacies that could be honored in place of his own. Bail, for example, the man who'd actually raised Leia, or any number of other brave and noble rebels they'd lost in the fight against the Empire. The newborn shifted, making a soft sound, and as he swept a finger across those downy tufts, Obi-Wan could almost see the Force humming around them. A small handful of candles gathered together against the distant looming dark, and a watchfulness that bore down upon the infant in his arms. An intent which Obi-Wan couldn't say he liked in the slightest. Luke needed to focus on building a new Jedi Order, with Ezra and Corto and Mara's assistance. Kanan would be caught up in family matters for quite some time, seeing as Hera recently announced their impending second child. Ahsoka and Quinlan were already committed to hunting down remaining Imperial holdouts, potential threats to Leia's New Republic if they weren't dealt with in a timely manner. Obi-Wan could let himself take on one last responsibility rather than trouble any of the rest of them with half-seen visions and concerns of repeating history. Hello there, little one, he greeted the newest Skywalker. I think we two Bens ought to get along quite well, won't we? The baby replied by curling tiny fingers around Obi-Wan's thumb. The end.